CIOI, but our friends call us Indy 101.5. Live from Hamilton.
Before we start, choose two people. One to be an orange, and the other a lemon. And they should stand face to face, holding their arms high towards each other, and touching to form an arch. Now, start the music.
Welcome to another episode of the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. As you may have guessed from that introduction, before the theme song, of course, today's episode is all about
food!
Yummy, yummy food. Let's start with some rap songs, shall we?
Okay.
You call yourself a rapper?
Yeah, kind of.
Gas!
Cooking with gas.
Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook. That's what I was taught. Now here's a fact you should have to know to pass. 9 out of 10 chefs only cook with gas. Why is that, you say? Can I cook my way? The benefits we have to tell will really make your day. So listen, class, because we're gonna go fast. Here are all the reasons you should cook with gas.
I cook with gas because I'm in control. The flame could be adjusted for the perfect shrimp creole. The burn is not on when I think it's not. I can simmer, brown, or boil in the same metal pot.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas. Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook.
That's what we were taught.
I cook with gas because the cost is much less than electricity. Do you want to take a guess? Well, it's 3 times less in the east or west. So remember those figures when it's time to take a test.
I cook with gas because broiling's so clean. The flame consumes the smoke and grease, you know what I mean. And when I bake a pie to put on the sill, my self-cleaning oven takes care of any spill.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook.
That's what we were taught.
I cook with gas because the stovetop's cool when you use electric ignition and natural gas fuel. In the summertime, it's especially fitting. So if you can't stand the heat, come into my kitchen.
Cooking with gas. Cooking with gas.
We all cook better
when we're cooking with gas. Gas is so hot, it's not on when it's not. It's the only way to cook.
That's what we were taught.
Cooking with gas.
It's cooler.
Cooking with gas.
It's precise.
Cooking with gas.
It's cleaner.
Cooking with gas.
It's cheaper.
Now here's one final rule you should remember from school. When you wanna cook or bake, natural gas is the fuel.
We're cooking with
a cooking,
gas.
A cooking,
quick.
A cooking.
It's
always
ready.
A cooking,
a cooking.
Smooth.
A cooking.
So steady.
A cooking,
with
a cooking.
Gas.
A cooking. A cooking.
It's always ready.
A cooking,
gas.
A cooking.
Smooth.
A cooking.
So steady.
A cooking,
with
a cooking.
Gas.
A cooking. A cooking. A cooking.
With gas.
A cooking. A cooking.
A cooking. With gas.
A cooking. A cooking. A
cooking with gas.
Okay, guys, we've cleaned out the refrigerator. I think we're just about ready to build the perfect pizza.
Pee-wee pizza! P-I-C-C-A. Give me pizza! P-I-C-C-A.
Now we're feeling kinda hungry.
We gotta make a munchie.
It's time to make our pizza.
As big as some countries.
How much pizza do you think we can chow?
More than our parents would ever allow.
We're gonna make a masterpiece of pizza.
A work of art like the Mona Lisa.
It's gonna be high like the Tower of Pisa. But to get there,
you don't need a visa.
Now set down the pizza and bring some chicken. Throw it on top and make your finger lick it. Guacamole, meatball,
with cream pouring like waterfalls.
Here's a little sausage to make it hot. Here's a lot of ice cream to hit the spot.
Toss the fish, let it fly.
Fly, fly,
pizza pie.
Pizza!
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Give me pizza!
Watch it rise like a souffle.
Give me pizza!
P-I-Z-Z-A.
I want pizza!
You think we should stop?
No way!
Get your motors running, cause here we go. Chocolate sauce, spreading it slow.
Oreo, marshmallow, caramel, coconut cream,
egg foo young, chicken tongue, hold the eyeballs.
I'm gonna scream!
Now don't forget the rice or the mashed potatoes.
And what about these fried green tomatoes?
Batter's up. Ketchup's ready.
One,
two,
three,
four, five,
spaghetti.
Pasta.
Put it in the pizza.
Fish sticks.
Put it in the pizza.
Ketchup.
Put it in the pizza.
Meatloaf.
Put it in the pizza.
Pizza.
P-I-C-C-A.
Give me pizza.
Tacos,
ole!
I want pizza.
P-I-C-C-A.
I want pizza.
Call us the queens of gourmet.
I want pizza.
P-I-C-C-A.
Give me pizza.
How much does it weigh?
Pizza!
P-I-C-C-A.
I want pizza!
Is it finally done?
Hooray! Here it is, ready to serve. This pizza is yeah!
We're having a pizza party with lots of pizza hot and hearty. Won't you join the party too? You'll find your favorite beverage there. Now let's see.
Well, I declare.
The only party missing is you.
A couple of rap songs for you guys to start off this food episode with everybody's favorite food.
Pizza!
Do-do-do-do-do-do. P-I-Z-Z-A. Or here in Canada, P-I-Z-Z-A. That was Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen and some friends rapping Give Me Pizza. But some genius on YouTube realized that it sounds twice as good when you slow it down. So they slowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, we heard Rapping with Gas by the National Fuel Gas Distribution Corporation. How's that for a band title?
Oh, pretty weird.
And what was that? Sound in the rap songs, Rowan?
It was a record that you rap with Because they sound like broken records, but they really aren't. They're just a type of record that you use your hands and you spin the records around with your hands, and then that's how you play them. And rappers usually do that, use them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then that last song we just heard was a song called Pizza by the Mars Production Library. And that's another one of those records. If you were making a commercial for a radio station, you could take that old record and use that song in your commercial and pay the Mars Production Company to use it. But that was a great kind of a party song to start off this next set of party tunes about food. What are we going to hear first, Rowan?
Party in My Tummy.
Yeah, and what TV show does that come from?
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, Yo Gabba Gabba. And then we have a song called Lunch by the Evolution Control Committee. They were a group that took pieces of other people's songs and stuck them all together to make new songs. And then we have the party classic Ice Cream and Cake by DJ Tamil after that. Hands up, does anybody like ice cream and cake out there?
Yes.
Out there in Radio Land, are your hands up?
Yep, my hand is up. up in the air.
Well, while your hand's up there, why don't you get up on your feet and dance along to these food party tunes on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour here on CFRU FM in Guelph.
Hello, friends. It's lunchtime. Hey, everyone. It's lunchtime. Time to eat. Here you go, Broby. Time to eat.
I'm gonna eat. Yeah. Yummy, yummy, gonna eat. Yeah. Yummy, yummy, chicken.
Yeah.
In my tummy, party, party.
Yeah.
In my tummy, cheese.
Yeah.
In my tummy, party, party.
Yeah.
In my tummy, juice.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Why are you sad?
We want to go to the party. The party in your tummy.
Carrots want to go to the party in my tummy?
Yeah!
Oh, well, do green beans want to go to the party in my tummy?
Yeah!
Okay, let's go!
Yeah.
Carrots!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy, green beans!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy, there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy, so yummy!
Now there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy, so yummy!
Now there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy!
So there's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy.
There's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy.
There's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy.
Yummy, yummy. I love the party in my tummy.
Hamburgers, 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 hamburgers. cream and cake. Ice cream and cake 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 and cake. Stop. Hold up. Tag team. Ice cream and jelly slice. Peanut butter. Ice cream and cake. Ice cream and jelly slice. Peanut butter. Ice cream and cake. Ice cream and jelly slice. Peanut butter. Ice cream and cake. Ice cream and jelly slice. Peanut butter. Ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake 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 and cake.
Ice cream and cake is great. Do you agree, Ollie?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Birthday cake with chocolate.
Whoa, birthday cake ice cream with chocolate in it? So, would you eat birthday cake ice cream with birthday cake?
Yeah.
I think I would, too. All right, the next song has got a great title. And I want you to imagine this as you're listening to this song. It's called Looking for Cookies, Then Finding and Eating Them. So see if you can hear that in the song. There's no words. But see if you can hear the part where he finds the cookies and then eats the cookies. And then after that, we're going to hear a song called Kool-Aid River. Ooh. What color is the Kool-Aid River?
Blue.
Louder.
Blue.
Blue?
Yeah, okay. So what flavor is the Kool-Aid River then?
Chocolate.
No, ice cream flavor.
Ice cream's not a flavor?
No. Birthday cake flavor.
And it's blue?
Yeah.
No.
No stinky cheese.
Stinky cheese like our blue marker we have?
No. I know. Blue licorice.
Ooh, Blue Licorice River. This song is by an artist named Secret Mummy from his album Plays. And this is a good example of a type of music called glitch music. Because you'll see, it's pretty and it also sounds a little bit broken. Which a lot of people like.
I want this.
I like music that sounds pretty and a little bit broken. Here, I've got an idea, Ollie. Do you want to have the listeners at home hear what a crunchy apple sounds like? Get really close to the microphone and chomp that apple. That was a good bite.
I'll do it too.
Why don't you try an orange? See if an orange is loud enough for us to pick it up on the microphone. Get really close. Appetizing. All right. Let's go looking for cookies, then find them and eat them. On the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour, Food Edition. Thank you.
Come on now, kids, to a big sing-along. Help us while we sing the Funny Face song. If you look on the cover, you'll find all the words. So when Choo Choo blows his whistle, we'll all sing like the birds. Funny face is fun to drink, the one to drink when you're having fun. Funny face is fun to drink for everyone. Funny face is fun to drink, the one to drink when you're having fun. Funny face is fun to drink for everyone.
Listen to Goofy Great laugh. Yeah, he's funny.
Fun!
Funny face!
Fun to drink!
It's fun to drink!
When you're having fun!
When you're having fun!
Funny face is fun to drink!
Yeah.
Funny face!
Funny face!
Funny face!
Funny face!
It's fun to drink!
It's fun to drink!
Fun to drink!
Fun to drink!
For everyone!
For everyone!
Funny face!
Funny face!
Well, I hope you kids out there were dancing the slurp, because that was the last song we just heard, put out by 7-Eleven, the store, of course, a long time ago. And my favorite part of that song is when they make those beats out of the slurping straw sound. So I thought maybe we could try and get Ollie close to the mic here and see if he can make a slurpy beat.
Okay.
Too much water?
Yeah.
Here, try like this. Ooh, okay. Sounded all right. Try another one. Nice. That was a good beat. Maybe after we record this, I'll put it together and we can have a little drum beat right here of your slurping. Cue the drum beat. All right, and before that we had the song, The Funny Face Drinking Song, put out by the Funny Face Company. And now if you guys listen to the Fruits episode that we did, you'll know that we're a big fan of the Funny Face record around here. So that was another song from the Funny Face record. And I think now there's only one Funny Face song that we haven't played on this show. And before that was Kool-Aid River by Secret Mummy from his album Plays. Now, did that sound broken to you guys?
Not that much.
Not that broken? Oh, good. Okay, up next we have some very danceable tunes. The next song up is the song Hambone, which has a fantastic clapping beat you can clap along to while you're dancing. And features a woman who's likes the ham bone so much it sounds like she's in pain. This song was made by Red Saunders and his orchestra. And I think the woman's name is Dolores Hawkins. And then after that, we have Chubby Checker, a legend, Chubby Checker, with his song Mashed Potato Time. Now, if you know how to do the mashed potato dance, you can do it. And if you don't know, well, just kind of squish your feet against the floor like you're mashing potatoes.
I don't like doing that.
You don't like mashing potatoes with your feet? Have you tried it?
No, but I'll get my shoes dirty.
Yeah, and the potato.
Yeah, could have dirt on it.
Yeah, there's easier ways to mash a potato. right. That was Mashed Potato Time by Chubby Checker and Ham Bone before that. And I thought we'd talk a little bit here because the next song is Snap, Crackle, Pop. What's that from, Ollie?
I don't know.
You don't know? Snap, Crackle, Pop. Does it remind you of the sound your Rice Krispies make in the morning? That's right. Oh, they sound like that. There's something wrong with your Rice Krispies. This is a great song. This is like, you know, have you ever looked on the,
It's like this.
That's closer, yeah. If you look on the box of Rice Krispies, there's three guys. Snap, Crackle, and Pop. They're like three little elves that really like Rice Krispies. And in this song, these three elves are trying to figure out which sound is the best. Is Snap the best sound? Or Crackle? Or Pop?
Pop.
Oh, yeah, you think Pop? Hmm. What do you think, Rowan? Snap, Crackle, or Pop? What's the best sound?
Snap.
Snap's a good one. So they each get one verse to argue their sound. And then the cool part is that at the end of the song, they all sing their parts together. And it makes harmonies.
Like this?
Well, you need three people to do it.
Oh.
And then we're going to hear a song from the Banana Splits. The Tra-La-La song. Super catchy. You kids can sing along to this one for sure. And then we're going to have a little song called Candy-Coated Popcorn, Peanuts, and a Prize. It's a commercial, technically, but it's also a good song. And then we're going to have some dairy songs after that. So we'll come back after these three songs. It's almost like a commercial break.
Snap! What a happy sound! Snap is the happiest sound I've found. You may clap, rap, tap, slap, but snap makes the world go round. Snap, pop, Rice Krispies.
I say it's crackle, the crispy sound. You gotta have crackle or the clock's not wound. Geese crackle, feathers tickle, belts buckle, beets pickle, but crackle makes the world go round.
Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies.
Now I insist that pop's the sound. The best is missed unless pop's around. You can't stop hopping when the cereal's popping. Pop makes the world go round.
Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. Snap,
it's crackle, the pop is the sound. You got to have crackle as the pop's not round.
Make pop, pop, rapping when the cereal's popping. Snap, crackle, pop makes the world go round. Kellogg's best to you.
Whack and, ain't a knack and, silver rack and, scowl a whack and, cracker jack and boo, cracker jack.
Cracker Jacks. I think they still sell Cracker Jack in a box. Have you ever had Cracker Jacks?
No.
No? It's candy-coated peanuts, popcorn, and a prize. And it comes in a little box. And there's a happy little kid, and I think there's a dog with him on the box. And when I was a kid, it still came with pretty cool prizes.
Like but I'm, what?
You know, little plastic things. Or, like, little, I remember getting, like, a paper puzzle once. It was, like, a puzzle that came in pieces and you had to put it back together. And I'm sure now, though, you know, it's just download codes. Boring! When I was a kid, there was cool stuff in cereal boxes, too. Cool toys, actual things that would come in a cereal box.
Now they're just cereal.
Now it's just cereal, yeah. Or download codes. Boring! Let's see, what do we have next?
The Muffin Man.
No, not yet. First is going to be the finest dairy products. From the CRC, the Commercial Recording Company. I don't know if you guys have noticed yet, but I really like music from commercials. And especially old music from commercials. And this is a peppy little number from the Commercial Recording Company.
Mm-hmm.
Corporation, sorry. And then after that, then we have Uncle Joe the Ice Cream Man. A friendly face that we all know.
Well, not me.
No. Not me either, but I can picture a friendly ice cream man. Can you?
I guess, kind of.
Last time we got ice cream, it was a friendly lady. On Toonie Tuesday, where all the ice cream was $2.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what flavor you got?
Twisted Tornado.
Yeah. What are the flavors in a Twisted Tornado?
Cherry, peach, and orange, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right. Something like that. And it was delicious?
Yeah.
What did I get?
You got mint.
Oh, yeah, mint chocolate chip gelato. We'll put a little sound effect there. And then, after visiting Uncle Joe the Ice Cream Man, we're going to visit the Muffin Man, who, as you'll hear in the song, he's going to marry his muffin machine. And boy, when I discovered this song years ago, I fell in love. It's such a catchy song. And so happy. And then during our next break, we're going to talk over top of a song called Bubble and Squeak. And we'll talk about just what Bubble and Squeak is.
Dairy products, pure and wholesome. Cottage cheese and cream and milk. Our ice cream is finer, the flavor definer, with a texture as smooth as silk.
Behind the counter selling ice cream, there stands a man the kids all know. He's got a smile that makes them love him, and they call him Uncle Joe. Now he's been there for generations, been watching all the children grow. The mums and dads are his relations, even they know Uncle. Cherry, lemon, tangerine, he served ice cream as though it were ambrosia. First he tops it with a grin, then he puts a tickle in a laugh. But then there's times when he remembers the distant years of long ago. That's when he hears his family calling, oh so faintly, Uncle Joe. Cherry, lemon, tangerine, he served ice cream as though it were ambrosia. First he tops it with a grin, then he puts a tickle in and laughs. And if it's time for celebration, or if you've got a tale of woe, you'll find a friend around the corner. You just ask for Uncle Joe. Behind the counter selling ice cream, there stands a man the kids all know. He's got a smile that makes them love him, and they call him Uncle Joe. Joe.
That was The Muffin Man by The World of Oz, loosely based on the nursery rhyme, Do You Know the Muffin Man, Who Lives Down Drury Lane? And before that, Uncle Joe the Ice Cream Man by The Mindbenders. And this song that we're listening to right now is Bubble and Squeak. What is Bubble and Squeak? Well, if any Brits are listening, they already know the answer to this, but Bubble and Squeak is a bunch of leftovers, leftover food you might have after a roast dinner. So, carrots, maybe Brussels sprouts, hopefully there was some potatoes roasting in the pan with the roast. You take all those leftovers and kind of mix them up all together into a mash, and you fry them in a frying pan. And you've got Bubble and Squeak. And I think it gets its name because as it fries, it kind of bubbles a little bit, and the air escaping from the bottom of it sometimes makes a squeaky sound. Isn't that fun? We're almost out of time today, but we have enough time for a local song. This next song we're going to hear is the one and only Jenny Omnicord doing a cover of a Ween song called Pork Roll, Egg and Cheese. And it comes from a collection of Ween songs put out by Guelph artists. So if you get your parents to Google Guelph Ween, should come up. And there's a lot of great songs on there. And this one happens to be very appropriate for our theme and appropriate for children. Perfect. And then the classic song Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes. Now you might be saying to yourself, why is Fish Heads a song in a food show? Well, because I guess some people eat even the head of the fish. Lots of people love to eat fish, but the head is, you know, kind of gross. And that's kind of what this song is about. But turns out you can make friends with a fish head, as Barnes and Barnes will teach us. And then just a quick little 19-second song to end it off. Catchy little ditty by an imaginary character named Grum. A little song called Crackers and Snacks. And I think it's obvious why this song's called Crackers and Snacks. And that'll do it for our food-themed episode on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour, broadcasting here in Guelph on 93.3 CFRU. Take care out there.
dancers.
They don't play drums.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
Roly poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino in Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative. Indie 1015 FM.
Hi, this is Harrison Kennedy. You're listening to Peter Morin, Oldies Without Borders.
Thank goodness for the weekend. We made it through another week. And thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning for Oldies Without Borders.